Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. You're listening to the Small Business Network, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and I think you'll like it. It comes every Sunday by email, and you can do a lot of other things there on my site as well. Listen to archives, read articles, check out our Brain Trust members and all the other things that we have to offer there. Let me introduce you to Jerry Newberry. Jerry's Director of Communications and Public Affairs for the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and here we are on Veterans Day, celebrating these very special men and women, past and present. And I wanted Jerry to join us to talk to us a little bit about those people and those heroes and what the VFW is doing to support them. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I appreciate your time very much, and I appreciate all the things that the VFW does for veterans.
Thank you very much, and we're real busy doing that.
Well, you know, this is Veterans Day. Veterans Day is always an important day in America because we stop for a moment and recognize those individuals, the men and the women, and for the long history of this country, who have taken time many times as volunteers and as today, all of our men and women on active duty and in the reserves. Are volunteers. These people volunteer their time to do the bidding of this nation. And that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It sure is. They're volunteers, and, it shows the true heart of actually the entire nation, that we've got such fine men and women who are willing to take a big chunk of their life and dedicated to preserving our liberties.
Well, you know, and when you think about the position that the United States is in these days in the world, we're the last real superpower, and thank God the last real superpower is a benevolent power.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we are. We're a nation that's unique. Our way of living, our form of government is, you look back at the history of the world, there's never been a nation like ours, and there never will be again.
Yep. Well, the thing about it is that one of the things that the United States wants to do is for people around the world to have to be free. For democracy of some kind, not necessarily United States democracy, but some level of self-determination by people, which leads to free markets. And, you know, Jerry, one of the things that one of my heroes, Frederick Bastiat, said, he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. Free people do business. Free people trade with each other. And the more we can develop that kind of a level of freedom and business among nations, that's how we distribute peace around the world, when everybody feels like they've got a chance to make something of themselves.
That's absolutely right.
And we can thank the veterans, past and present, for helping to deliver that message, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. You look at the relatively short history of our nation. We've done some phenomenal things around the world. We've opened the gates of freedom to millions of people, people who for many years, centuries in some cases, lived under the iron hand of tyranny and evil, now are able to enjoy some of the basic freedoms that, God determined that we should all enjoy.
Jerry, tell us about some of the things that the VFW is doing, some of the specific projects you guys are doing to support our men and women in uniform.
Well, Jim, like I said, we're very busy. As you know, we're a volunteer organization. Last year, we dedicated 16 million volunteer hours to our nation and our community. That's a lot of hard work on behalf of our members. We have programs designed specifically to assist our military. We have our military assistance program, better known as MAP, and that provides emergency financial assistance to troops and their families. We've had that around since 2000. We have our Adopt a Unit program through MAP. We've adopted almost 4,000 military units. It gives that gives people a an opportunity to have a direct hand in supporting, you know, in a lot of cases now, a unit that's deployed from their community.
How does that work?
Well, what we do is, you know, as you know, we have a network of posts throughout the world,
right,
about 9,000 posts. If a community or a school or a business is interested in adopting a unit, say a guard unit, reserve unit, or active duty unit, they contact VFW post who has a MAP chairman. They in turn get in touch with us, and we've got a lot of contacts with Department of Defense. We facilitate that effort. You know, that way they can communicate directly with members of a unit, find out what their needs are. They want to ship them care packages or whatever. They can do that. The VFW National Headquarters, by the way, adopted the USS Cole a couple of years ago.
Right.
So all of us working in National Headquarters, it gives us an opportunity to get involved with the crew members of the Cole.
Mm-hmm.
We've shipped literally tons and tons, thousands of tons of needed items to deploy troops overseas. We've also been very involved with our corporate partners in providing needed items to our wounded.
Jerry, how do people start this process? Is there a website they can go to find out more about this?
Yeah, there absolutely is. The VFW National website, www.vfw.org. We have a couple sections there. What we do explains our programs,
and tells them if somebody's listening to this show and they're moved to try to find out about how they could be involved. Maybe they already have a unit in mind and they want to see what's going on. They can go to your site and at least get started with that process.
Absolutely.
All right, vfw.org, ladies and gentlemen, www.vfw.org. Jerry Newberry and I will be back after these messages. More to come on this Veterans Day. God bless our troops wherever they are around the world. They come from all over, ladies and gentlemen, these heroes of ours, these men and women who step up to the table and say, sign me up. I want to serve our country. I want to be a Marine. I want to be a soldier. I want to be an airman. I want to be a sailor. I want to be a member of the Coast Guard. I want to be a member of the Seabees. I want to contribute to the defense of our nation. I want to contribute to delivering freedom wherever I can around the world. I want to be part of that. And those are our veterans. Those are our men and women in uniform. It also includes reservists and those who want to contribute in some way to what they're doing. Men and women, they've been doing this now for over 200 years. And most of the time, these men and women have been volunteers. Jerry Newberry is Director of Communications and Public Relations at VFW. Most of the time, Jerry, in the history of our country, the men and the women who've stepped up to the table have been volunteers, haven't they?
Absolutely. Again, a tribute to those who serve and a tribute to our nation, actually.
Well, it's sometimes almost hard for me to talk about the dedication and the spirit, because of the it's emotional for me sometimes. When I remember when I was on active duty, when I was in the reserves, I was a commander in my last assignment, and seeing these young men and young women who joined our units, and the look in their eyes was inspiring to me, Jerry. And I know you've seen that before. You're a veteran of Vietnam. You're a veteran of a number of years on active duty, and I'm sure in the reserves. Jerry, let's talk about some of the other things that the VFW is doing. One of the programs that I'm familiar with that I've talked about on the show over the years with other members of the VFW, and that's what you guys call Operation Uplink. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a really important program. And then you've got at least one or two others I want you to tell us about. Jerry, go ahead.
I do, and forgive me, Jim, if I sound overly enthusiastic.
You're forgiven.
But I absolutely am, and I hope your audience, your listening audience, pays close attention. One of our great programs, our keynote programs, is Operation Uplink. It was something we started in 1996. It's a free phone card program that connects active duty personnel and VA patients with their family members. We have distributed probably in the neighborhood of 7 million telephone cards since 1996. Last year alone, we distributed 4 million telephone cards.
Wow.
And this is funded solely through donations.
Right.
And we need people's support on this. It gives our men and women and our who are serving and our people who are our veterans in the VA hospitals a way to communicate back home.
Tell us how the audience can support this program.
Well, again, they can go to our website, and they can connect with our Operation Uplink through our website. And
can they donate right there online?
They can donate online.
Okay.
You know, we've had some great stories. One recent one was a couple who got married, and they decided instead of wedding gifts, they wanted donations made to Operation Uplink.
Mm.
They know how important it is.
Oh, boy. You're choking me up here, Jerry.
Well, it's a great program. We had another, and forgive me, I just want to tell this story. We had another example last year of a young Ranger who received a telephone card. He called home. I get choked up just telling this story.
Yeah.
He called home, talked to his mother and his fiance, and he was killed a couple days later. But his mother and his fiance did have the opportunity to talk to him over the phone.
Yeah.
Just before he was killed. We've recently partnered with Walmart on a great project. It's called MacPacks. We are sending 900,000 MacPacks to troops worldwide. These MacPacks have the Operation Uplink telephone card. They have writing paper, note cards, envelopes. There's a calendar in there for them, and there's a letter of support from our national commander. FedEx is shipping these things for us.
That's great.
And that's...
Is there some way we can participate in that as well, Jerry?
Well, the way to do that is through Operation Uplink.
Okay. All right. Because that puts the phone cards in the packages.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, folks. VFW.org. Jerry, one of the things I you know very well, and I want to remind all of us, peace isn't free. Sometimes the first answer to a prayer for peace is war, because there's evil out there. Freedom isn't free. And, Jerry, thank God for people like our men and women, past and present, who have volunteered, who have stepped up and have served this nation to deliver peace and happiness around the world. And, Jerry, I thank you for your time and for the work that you do there at the VFW. Tell Ron Browning, our old buddy there, hello, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you for all you do, Jim.
Jerry Newberry, ladies and gentlemen, with the VFW. That's VFW.org. Please go to that website and drop a donation on them if it at all possible, folks. You know it's for a good cause. 29 after, I'll be right back with Sam Norwood. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'm so happy. Oh, oh.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.